Welcome back. Omicron has already spread havoc in the holidays with canceled flights and celebrations across the globe, but it's turning into a New Year's nightmare for businesses in Times Square that were banking on a full return to revelry this New Year's Eve. And here to discuss how it's affecting the nightclub business that he owns is Richie Romero. He's a managing partner of Nebula Nightclub. And Richie, it's great to speak with you here. Just give us a sense of how this has affected your business. Has it affected reservations? I assume you're still going through with your celebrations, but what's the overall impact for you?
Honestly, Jared, it's definitely having an effect. Many people either have contracted COVID right now, or they're scared of it. Someone in the party has gotten it. This week alone, we had Steve Aoki DJ on Tuesday. We had tonight we have Griffin. Tomorrow we have a New Year's Eve party. Saturday we have Victor Calderon, and we have been getting some refunds, some table reservations. But we're also some people are canceling. We're getting a lot of people that are inquiring and booking tables as we speak right now.
Well, I know you have to do what the government says, but what's your overall take on the guidelines that have come down? A lot of them have changed. A few have been lifted with respect to people being able to return to work after 5 days. That might help you out. Give us a spectrum. How is this affecting you, all these new testing procedures, et cetera?
It's to be honest with you, it's very, very confusing. The uncertainty of it all is the scariest part. I was kind of worried about it. Like, I'll be honest, I still have a COVID lockdown PTSD from last year. And when the governor, did the New York state of emergency on November 26th, it got me a little nervous. I thought we have it on the hand. And then you look at 3 weeks later, we're having the same problems of, there was testing problems. You see long lines. There was longer lines in city MDs and testing centers than nightclubs. And, it kind of had me a little confused, uncertainty, like, how are we not ready for it? Why are we having these lines? Why are we creating more fear? Because you know how it goes. The same thing like a nightclub. People record the line of the nightclub to be like, oh my God, this place is crazy. It's doing great. And it gets all viral. And now people are recording test center lines. And, it's getting that fear out there. And it's, you see it outside walking on the streets. Like, I try not to watch the news as much, no offense, Jack.
Me too.
But I watch the crowd of reaction to the news. And if you look about a month ago, there was maybe 30% of people wearing masks outside. Now it's way over 90% of people wearing masks outside. So you definitely see the level of concern. And that's what concerns me because, in the hospitality business, it's very, very hard to, with all these variables, uncertainty of what to do. Like, we spend a lot of money on DJ talent and other expenses, marketing tools. And it's, we're getting worried going forward of what we got to exactly do. And like you brought up in terms of the 5 day thing, that's another thing that causes a little confusion. It's, what mate dates do you expect? But then also now they just went from 10 days to 5 days. So that looks good. So I don't know. Follow the science is getting a little confusing because there's different science advice from all over the different place, whatever outlet you are looking at,
Yeah, lots of science out there to be debated in the scientific context. We'll leave that for them. But I want to ask you specifically, just in line with our discussion here, how is this affecting your ability to attract and retain workers? Because I talk with a lot of local business people here in New York City, especially in the restaurant industry, and they've had to develop testing procedures to get employees in. They're bringing the testers into the site because they can't have people dealing with lines. It's expensive. I'm just wondering what you're doing.
Right now we're doing, I have multiple venues for the nightclub itself. Everyone is getting tested, obviously. There's been a big spike amongst a lot of people that have been going out, from all the events from the past few weeks, from people, going to Art Basel, SantaCon. We've all seen it all over the news and everything. So, most all our staff pretty much gets tested, a couple of times a week before they come into work. And so far it's been, knock on wood, we've been lucky that, we haven't really had too many exposures.
And we got just under a minute here. So maybe just talk to me about your New Year's Eve plans. What kind of DJs do you have lined up? What are you looking forward to?
Tonight, I'm very excited. We have Griffin tonight. He's an amazing DJ. Tomorrow, we have an array of different DJs. It's an open bar, 9 to 2 a.m. And then Saturday, I'm really excited. We're doing actually a whole day party with Victor Calderon, which is his Evolve party. He's been doing it for a long time, and it's from 10 a.m. until I think he's doing a big marathon set. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah, that sounds like DJ Tenaglia hours from way back in the day. Richard Romero, really appreciate. Exactly. He would do those 12, 16-hour sets. I couldn't believe it at Space of Miami. Taking me back. Richard Romero, thank you for joining us. Managing partner of Nebula Nightclub.